Okay, one last turn, and... Bah! Yes! All systems back online, she's fixed.
There hasn't been a starship built that I haven't been able to repair.
Huh, yes, well, I'm a time traveler, that's one thing. I'm an alien, that's another thing. And I am quite partial to jelly babies. And there's only one planet in the whole universe that makes them, and that's yours. That's what keeps bringing me back, you see.
Okay, Marines, suit up, lock and load, and move like you got a purpose. We got an entire nest that needs eradicating, and we don't leave this planet until every one of those blood-sucking bastards is dead.
Listen, I don't care how many credits you've got. I don't get involved in galactic wars like this. I'll take you to the next available space station. And if I have any trouble, well, not like I can do much, but I won't be happy. Put it like that. Please, make your way to the processing center. Here, your vitals will be read and DNA extraction will take place. Though at present, you seem to be the only crew member who's awake. In fact, you're the only crew member who appears to be alive.
Arm yourself, traveler, with whatever weapons you may carry, for none of them will be able to bring down me!
Listen to me. If we continue down this path, then everything will be lost. That is why we are putting our faith in him. Whether you agree or not, that is the path we are taking!
The very fabric of existence hangs by a single cosmic thread. If I so choose, I can pull this thread and unravel reality itself.
If I may, I believe I can explain the situation quite simply. Now, if we were to use this element within a craft, and we could temporarily increase the force of gravity, then we could propel our craft through the reaches of space with minimal effort and no energy usage whatsoever. It's quite fascinating, really.